WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. While the FBI and Homeland Security say there's no evidence of security issues in recent drone sightings, some state governors, mayors, and members of Congress are not convinced, says ABC's Janice Yu.
As the concerned calls of sightings continue, the Ocean County Sheriff's Department has been using its drone to investigate. The sheriff says the drone has captured several concerning encounters, including one allegedly flying at what seems like 60 miles an hour, and some traveling in groups of dozens.
After New Jersey Senator Andy Kim went on a drone patrol with local law enforcement, Kim posted on social media what he saw were almost certainly airplanes. Former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi recouping after a hip replacement at a hospital in Luxembourg, this after taking a fall during a congressional trip. Pelosi's 84. Travis Hunter of Colorado has been presented college football's Heisman Trophy, a wide receiver and lockdown cornerback. This is ABC News. Possible celebrity fracas involving Jamie Foxx, says ABC's Alex Stone in Los Angeles.
Police say it was just after 10 p.m. on Friday night when they got a call of an assault with a deadly weapon at Mr. Chow restaurant in Beverly Hills. When officers arrived, they determined that was unfounded, but there had been a fight. Beverly Hills police are calling it a battery and are investigating. Jamie Foxx's team says Foxx was at his birthday dinner when someone at another table threw a glass that hit Foxx in the mouth, causing him to need stitches. It's unclear if he was involved in the fight or was an innocent bystander.
Software on the school computers of Denver public school students is working to keep them safe, according to the district. Their activity is monitored by software called Lightspeed. The district says students know about it. The software looks for words or phrases students write in messages, emails, and journals that could signal self-harm, violence, or bullying. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a thought about whether fancy cookware is worth your hard-earned dollars. I love cooking, so I have done a lot of research to figure out what is worth my money. One thing I know, fancy nonstick is a no-go. Don't do it. Nonstick pans wear out after a year, maybe two. Once the surface of the pan gets all scrapey-scratchy, you gotta throw it out and you gotta replace it. I replace mine roughly once a year. Here's another tip. Don't buy a set of pans. Buy the cookware you need one piece at a time as you need it. For most tasks in my house, cheap cast iron is the go-to. I like it from a yard sale, but if you gotta buy new at the store, you can do that too. And this leaves room to say, yeah, if you love to cook, a high-end all-clad or Le Creuset pot, that is the occasional treat that I think can be worth it. Although I would still wait for them to go on sale. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. This is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Succeed. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Good evening, Wisconsin. Live on the Civic Media Radio Network, this is Max Inc. Radio. And live in the lair, a full hour of live music presented by the Aaron Weber Group. Buy or sell your next home now at movetomadison.com. And they're powered by Compass, so you know the results will come through. Also sponsored by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie right now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
You know, I'm not sure how big he is or why he shakes, but the trembling giant grabs inspiration from his Midwest alternative roots. Hailing from Wisconsin North Woods, the folky punk hybrid Justin Calkins has zigzagged his way to Madison and dragged a few friends along for the ride to perform live in the lair at the WMDX studio on State Street in Madison. Justin Calkins, Emily, Steve, the Trembling Giant. Welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Thank you for having us. This is a great opportunity. We appreciate it.
Wow. Well, thanks so much for, you know, driving in. It was a little icy out there. You guys came in from like Blanchardville and Mount Horeb, right?
Yep. Me and Emily live in Blanchardville, and we zipped up, picked Steve up in Mount Horeb, and it was a good drive, but it seems like it'll be a little slick later tonight.
You know, one thing that Rocker and I hear constantly is the good music that's coming out of Mount Horeb. There's a hopping scene there for sure.
Shout out to the drummer. He's the guy from Mount Horeb.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, Justin from the Northwoods of Wisconsin, tell us a little bit about your backstory. How did you get started playing music?
So, you know, my parents played music when I was a kid. My dad is a singer, usually a solo artist, does like bars, and it's fantastic. When I was growing up, my parents did like school assemblies. And so they toured around the Midwest doing like anti-drug and self-esteem, like musical school assemblies.
Mm, yeah.
It's called a tot rock.
What? Tot rock?
Yeah, Phil and Linda Calkins, tot rock. They toured all over the Midwest.
Like a just say no type of campaign?
Yeah. Very similar.
Okay.
Yeah, Follow No Footsteps was like my dad's song and the slogan. Yeah.
Interesting.
Don't they point to the guitar and be like, this is your brain on guitar?
A picture of Jimi Hendrix comes up on the screen.
Now, when you say Northwoods, right? What do you mean by Northwoods? Like, how far north? Jimmy, he says north starts at Portage. So, where's the Northwoods?
Hayward, Wisconsin.
But that's really extreme north.
The musky capital. I mean, it's...
That's north of
it's
north.
Not superior.
It's so north that it's not superior, though.
Look, it's like Duluth was our closest mall, but...
Portage actually has a sign that says, this is where the north begins. So, it must be true.
I mean, you just have to get... above 50% of the state, and then you can say you're the Northwoods. But
that's like the Northwoods.
Hayward is the Northwoods.
We could totally debate this all night.
Oh, that is so funny. Well, we have a station up there. Hope people are listening up there to your hometown kid right here down in Madison from Hayward. Well, let's get to some live music in the lair with the Trembling Giant, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The first song you have for us tonight, it's called Man Who Knows. And is this a song about feeling important and meaningless at the same time?
No, it's more about, so I like science. And so science talks about like the Big Bang and everything is energy, but so does some spiritual stuff. And so my whole thought is like, we are all the same stuff. We come from the same point. And so that's what this song is about, just thinking about that sort of stuff.
I see.
Well,
all right.
Let's check it out right now. We're live in the lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. But don't forget, if you want to call or ask questions, maybe debate where the up north begins again, you could do that. 844-967-2789. Call or text us on the Civic Media app. Live in the lair is the Trembling Giant. Path we lead.
ourselves the same story. You can hear the elation from the culling just to taste it, given by a man who knows, a man who knows. Everything was suspended, we were one in the beginning, one in a whole, we once were whole. I hope someday we see lying to ourselves to say it's so.
Very nice. The Trembling Giant live in the lair here on Max Inc. Radio. Hey, Justin, you have a rhythm section here. Tell us about your bandmates and how y'all got connected.
So the bass player is my wife, Emily. We have started to play together a lot more over the last probably year and a half here. Mostly I've done my Trembling Giant stuff like a solo musician. Mm-hmm. But as she's starting to write and play more, we also play together as Holy Coyote. And playing together with that has kind of led to more her playing with me with this project. And then Steve back there, we met at the Brick Cider open mic. Great open mic in Mount Horeb. A lot of great musicians. And he was like, hey, I got my set. We're doing open mic. He's like, you want me to drum with you?
Yeah.
We're like, yeah. And... well, it was a match made in heaven.
That's great. What was the transition like for you personally? You were, you know, a solo artist there, and then you brought two other people into the mix. What was that growth process like for you?
Oh, man, it's tough. The trust, you know? Like, I've jammed with people before, and it's tough because, like, a lot of my, some of my songs have, like, kind of weird transitions, and the tempo changes a little bit. Right. Like, it's hard to record to a metronome with some of my songs. And so, obviously, Emily knows my music a lot. She actually enjoys it, which is cool when your wife enjoys your music.
Yeah.
And so, like, she knows those transitions and the dynamics of it. And to have someone to jam with, and, like, after a couple times jamming together, like, he gets it. Like, that's magical.
We took a vow of trust, so you have to trust me.
How long have you guys been married?
We've been married for almost 3 years.
It's almost 3 years in the spring, so okay. 2.5 years.
Yep. And then how long after you guys were married that you started kind of jamming in the same bands?
Probably like
the marriage came first, right?
Marriage came first, yep. Then came the band, then came the...
So just trying to do the timeline in my head, it's like, well,
so
I mean,
a set
like
of kids, it's a band.
6 exactly. Months after getting married, we started playing music together. I don't know.
Sometimes yeah. The band and the kids are kind of one of the same, right?
Yeah, you know?
It is our baby. That, Steve is our baby.
That's where the fun comes in. You look good there, Steve.
Oh, that is so funny. Well, Emily, you know, we have you up here. Emily Kingland, bassist for Trembling Giant. Tell us your backstory and how you got started in music.
Sure, yeah. Well, I started on acoustic guitar. My mom and dad got me my first acoustic guitar when I was 11 or 12, so I started learning on this really heavy Yamaha acoustic guitar.
Did you ask for it?
It's the heaviest acoustic guitar I've ever picked up. Like, we traded in recently with one of my guitars and that guitar to get her new guitar. It's like, oh, my God. You, holy cow, babe. Your acoustic guitar is incredibly heavy.
And yep. Did you ask for a guitar, or did your parents just give it to you?
I did, because I didn't want to be in band anymore. I was playing trombone, and I didn't know how to read notes. So guitar with the tabs and just the chord names was
So obviously you're not going to go into ska.
No, yeah, okay. Unfortunately. I can appreciate it, but yeah, I won't be playing any ska.
Where did you two meet?
We met in Rochester, Minnesota. I knew his older brother first, PJ. We worked together, and then I met Justin at a birthday party.
Yeah, at my Mom used to own a bar in St. Charles, Minnesota called the Whitewater Pub, and that's where we met.
Nice.
Yeah.
So now you guys are married. You're in the same band. You're driving the gigs. Who drives? Who navigates?
I normally drive because I have the larger vehicle. I have an SUV. And I'm a pretty good driver. I grew up on a farm in Iowa, so.
And then Apple Maps navigates.
Oh, that
just
takes
plugs it in. Yeah.
Okay, who decides on the restaurants?
Me.
Steve, are they doing make good decisions on the restaurant picking?
I don't know. We went to Rigby's earlier.
Rigby, okay. That's a good
place.
The
Rigby here in Madison. Yeah. That's a great
good
place.
Choice. All right. We're doing good.
Oh, boy. Well, let's get back to live music in the lair with the Trembling Giant presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have for us tonight, it's a yet-to-be-released song called Couch. Is this a Pearl Jam cover about being on tour?
No, it's not.
It's brats.
I mean, it's a song that, like, it's kind of like in the viewpoint of someone's subconscious who's kind of like dealing with some stuff. And it's like your subconscious mind trying to tell you to like change what you're doing, get out. But like it's
it's a deep song.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's hear it. This, you are live in the lair with the Trembling Giant. And we're going to listen to some more live music. This song is called Couch. On Max Inc. Radio.
One can hear me.
these things. When you feel these things, you fear these things.
Very nice. The Trembling Giant live in the lair here on Max Inc. Radio. Hey, don't forget, if you're just tuning in and if you want to listen to the show again or grab the podcast, you can grab the podcast at maxincradio.com. You can also listen to the replay on Sunday nights. We're on the air at 6 o'clock, Rocker.
Jamie, we're back in the lair. And right now, let's give the drummer some Steve Jenks.
Thank you. I love Travis Barker.
You know, tell us your backstory. And how did you, like, well, when you got your first drum set and stuff, talk right into that microphone.
I'm a also, little guy. I'm just like a guy. I would have had to have been seventh grade.
Yeah.
Maybe. It might have been before that, but I was playing with my buddy, whose brother had one.
Yeah.
So I just kind of commandeered that one. Okay. I think the first one that my dad commandeered? Bought me. Yeah. I mean, pirate style. You know what it is.
Yeah.
Middle school, and then they had a great music program in Mount Horeb, and they let us play before and after school. Bridges program, shout out. And now I'm here.
Would you agree with my earlier statement that there's some good music stuff happening in Mount Horeb?
There's great music stuff happening in Mount Horeb. And come check us out, Mount Vernon, too. Shout out to Mount Vernon.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It's just down the road from Mount Horeb, right?
Yep. That's where I grew up. I grew up in Mount Vernon. I'm a Mount Vernon native. Trout stream all the way.
Yeah, that's cool. And then as far as your first drum kit, when did you get your first drum kit, and what was it?
It was an old Ludwig. I don't know what it was, but it was like a 50s style. Like, it was an old, like, my dad bought it at a garage sale. He loved garage sales.
Right.
So he picked it up, and it was like, it was an old crooner's drum set of sorts. And I played that thing until it broke, and then he got me a new one because he knew I was going to be drumming for a while.
Well, what kind of kit do you have now?
I got a Ludwig. I got a Ludwig.
Oh, you're sticking with it.
Evo. Well, yeah. My wife said I could buy a new kit, so I figured. I would.
So, I'm not a drummer, but Rocker is, and he's talked about Rocker. We've talked to like people like Joey B. Banks and other good drummers in Madison. What's your style? Like, what defines you as?
Who's your inspiring drummer?
I mean, like I said, I do love Travis Barker, as I am, you know, I'm a 37-year-old grandfather, but I love Travis Barker, but I like raw, loud stuff. But I like how you can finesse a loud, raw style as well. I try. Anyway, ask any of my bands.
Nice. Now, you've been in some bands in Madison in the past?
Madison, yeah. I mean, me and my best friends, we started a band called the Union Suits. They're up in Minneapolis. We lived in Minneapolis for, I don't know, decades now. They're still doing it. I had to come back and have a family, but no, I love my family.
The important stuff.
Yeah, no. I mean, I get to mix them both together, and now that I'm playing with these guys and we're going to Minnesota more, I get to do the best. I get to do both the things I love.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Rocker.
I was just gonna say, had you seen them play before? You said, "Hey, I got a drum set." Like,
well, we were at Bricks, and I felt bad because I wanted to jump. I had my drum set; it was behind them, and they were playing, and I was itching. I was sitting there, and I was like, "I don't want to be."
You guys need a drum.
I don't want to be that guy. I don't want to be that guy who just kind of slips up there and starts playing drums. But
you were.
But yeah, I did, and I was like, and I was kind of fanning out on him a little bit. If you ask my wife. I was funny. Like, I hope Holy Coyote is there so we can do that. I looked at him after the first time we practiced. I was like, or played, and I was like, could you imagine what would have happened if we would have practiced?
Wow.
So you have kids too?
I don't.
No, okay. So you?
I don't. My wife has kids.
Your wife has
that
kids.
That lady has two twin beautiful babies.
We
are confusing when we go to the mall or anything, but it's really nice.
They're not playing music yet, though.
Oh, they do. They have their own drum sets.
Perfect. Perfect. Exactly where we were going.
They're getting skateboards for Christmas. They can hear this. I don't care. They're getting them.
Santa's coming early.
Yeah, I'm just picking a shape.
It just doesn't matter.
I just got to pick a shape.
This is what you're getting.
Yep.
Oh, boy. Okay, well, let's get Justin back here on the microphone. The Trembling Giant. What is the Trembling Giant? How did that name come up?
Gotta raise it back up here. So, as I said before, I like science. And so I was probably like 15 years old. I read about this grove of trees in Utah. It's also called Pando. It's a type of a quaking aspen. And so in the 90s, they did a DNA test of the trees in this grove. And it turns out they all have the same DNA. So they all come from this same root base. And so this whole grove of trees in Utah is called Pando, but also called the Trembling Giant because it's a quaking aspen tree. And so since like 15 years old, it's like, that's going to be my band name. And I didn't really use it for years. I was in other people's bands and like did a lot of different stuff. But like years later, I was like, this is always going to be my name. Because also it works doubly because I used to like tremble when I would like get in front of people. Like a speech class or a choir class. You have like the solo. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like literally yeah. like anxiety, like trembling. Like I've dealt with anxiety and like, I don't know. It's like as you embrace it and then kind of get into it, you can like people don't usually know that I have the anxiety that I have, but that's because it's been a long road.
are you still dealing with anxiety when you get on stage?
Oh, dude, it's the worst, but it's the best thing because it gives you like an adrenaline rush because when you get it and like you hit it and then all of a sudden like it's a good show and like people are feeling it. It is the like I don't think people who don't have anxiety don't feel as good as I do when I have a good show than people who are like natural charismatic people because they're like, oh yeah, whatever. I'm like, dude, like I just confronted like a huge fear and my body put off chemicals saying, hey, fight or flight. And I went through it and then it was good. And my body's like, oh yeah.
Wow. I'm not a musician, but you know, Rocker and I, we MC Atwood Fest. Sometimes, you know, the streets is a sea of people.
Yeah.
And you know, I still get butterflies before going on stage to read a sponsor.
Oh yeah.
Or introduce a band.
That means you care.
Well, yeah, that's true. But when you get up there in the moment, it just clicks in the brain, it just becomes kind of autopilot now, you know?
And when it goes good, you're like,
yeah. And when it goes bad, well, you know, you just move on to the next thing.
Oh, man, I'm the brooder after something. Like, I have a bad show, and I'm just like, oh, it's the worst. Everyone's like, it was good. I was like, no.
Oh, boy. Well, let's get back to live music in the lair with the Trembling Giant, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have for us tonight is another yet-to-be-released song, and this one's called Crooked Crown. Is this literal or figurative?
Figurative? The Crooked Crown, the song's about, I was just thinking about like leadership. And actually, when I wrote this song, it was like right around the start of like the Ukraine war. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it makes you think about like leadership and how like even like good leaders, bad leaders, it's something that we can't empathize with and can't understand. But yeah, this song, I guess you'll hear it, but like it thinks about
a little bit of corruption,
that type of the corruption happens. And like, even people who say like, oh yeah, well, you know, you like, there's still some blame to be put on someone who's in a position of power who makes bad decisions, even though you still can understand that it's like, we can't empathize with that person. Like we can't always know what we would do in situations that are outside of our normal scheme. But there are decisions that they make that are definitely you can be critical of.
And this is a brand new, never released song. So this is a debut here on Max Inc. Radio.
For the public, yeah. I love
that. Another one. Thank you so much. The Trembling Giant is live in the lair. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media.
Great kings down.
you brought, there's no excuse. You got more blood on your hands than your twisted truths. The normal man, his blood bleeds blue. Descended from gods, or one of the chosen few. When a loved one dies, do you think he weeps? When he closes his eyes, the demons does he see? Heavy is the head that wears the crown. Weight of the world brings even great kings down. This war you brought, there is no blood on your hands and your twisted truths. Could you throw their lives away just to save face? You're not building an empire, you've become a disgrace. Try to pass the blame, manufacture an enemy. It all comes back to you. Blood on your hands, full of twisted truths. Put on your hands full of twisted truths. Flayed head and a crooked crown. Ego like glass, never been pushed around. Hard like stone, but your hands are weak. Never earned a thing, to think the world is yours to keep. Heavy is the head that wears the crown. Weight of the world brings even great kings down. The war you brought, there's no excuse. Come with blood on your hands and your twisted truths. The war you brought, there's no excuse. Come with blood on your hands and your twisted truths. This war you brought, there's no excuse. Come with blood on your hands than your twisted truths.
Love it. Crook a Crown debut here on Max Inc. Live in the Lair by the Trembling Giant. Hey, stick around. We'll be right back. If you want to call or text your questions, do that now. 844-96-PARTY. Call or text us from the Civic Media app.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Geez, all I want for Christmas is the perfect house. But Dad mumbles to himself, you'll blow your budget out.
But the kid knew to leave all the laptops in their apartment open to the Aaron Weber Group site. MoveToMadison.com. They can help find the perfect home faster than Dad can break a leg lamp.
It's here! Fragile?
I knew if I was patient, the Aaron Weber Group powered by Compass would bring the Christmas magic and make this the best Christmas ever. Come on, Dad, it's so easy. Just go to MoveToMadison.com.
Come to the Lazy Elf Lounge to cheer on the green and gold. Enjoy free Jello shots with every Green Bay touchdown. Stock up on $20 buckets of White Claw and High Noon, $15 assorted buckets of Busch Light, Miller, and Bud products, plus $4 off wing baskets when you dine in. Come for all the fun on game days at the Lazy Elf Lounge, North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook and find the full menu at LazyElfLounge.com.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road. Plus, IgniteGlassAndGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Where can you buy goods made around the globe, knowing your purchase is also making a difference? It's Ethical Trade Co. in Madison. Ethical Trade Co. is a nonprofit. Product sales help end modern slavery by creating more opportunities for the artists. Shop online anytime at ethicaltradeco.com or in person 11 to 5 Tuesday through Saturday at 3565 Tulane Avenue across from Schenck Elementary in Madison. EthicalTradeCo.com. Goods for a better world.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Saturday night across Wisconsin is live in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. Also want to give a shout out to the Lazy Elf Lounge here in Madison. I had dinner last night. Delicious. They also have their green and gold game day specials at the Lazy Elf. Free jello shots with the home team wins a touchdown. And bucket specials, all kinds of good stuff. Meat raffle. Check out all the details and get the full entertainment schedule at LazyOafLounge.com. Shane Christopher Neal in Indy 45 coming up at 10 o'clock. And Rob Roberts, rocker, with After Hours at 11.
Great. All right, Jimmy, let's get back to, we're back with Justin Calkins, the Trembling Giant. And Justin, your lyrics are and concepts are pretty deep. Some of the songs are veiled and political in nature, and others are introspective, sort of Floydian. Tell us about your ruminations and lyric writing process, and where do those thoughts come from?
Yeah, so it's really more of just, I have another song called Transient Muse, and so when I do the writing process, I usually will find like a chord progression or something like that I like, and then I just kind of just let it flow and just kind of try to sing along with it, and every so often there'll be like a particular line or a phrase that I think is like cool, and then I will think about like, what's this line or phrase mean, and then try to build the rest of the song around that line or phrase. And I think that works really well because, like, when you have that, like, hook, that one, like, phrase where it's like, that phrase sounds really cool, then you're like, okay, well, what does that mean? And, like, I'm going to build a whole song around it. So that's kind of how my process
Well, that's
goes.
The songwriting, but some of the lyrics are sometimes a little darker.
They are, and I think that's...
We're looking for the dark side.
Yeah, I mean, well, I'm not, I don't really have a dark side. Like, I'm, like, a really optimistic, positive guy. But I write some songs that are darker because, like, none of the songs that I write, for the most part, are, like, autobiographical, not about me. It's more of, like, I am – and I think it's weird because, like, a lot of times people expect that for songs. But, like, when people are writing books, it's totally cool for you to go all over places that you don't really actually go.
Yeah.
But with songs, people expect you to be, like – they expect it to be autobiographical, but it's not. Like, for me, I am, like, a fiction writer. Like, I will have this phrase that I've come to that I think is cool – think about what does that mean or how can you explore it and then write the song around that. And I mean, it, and many times it's, I mean, obviously you pull from your experiences and stuff like that, but like, it's never like, I'm not writing songs about a place I've been or people I met. Like it's all more abstract than that.
Wow. Well, let's get back to live music in the Lair with the Trembling Giant, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have for us tonight is yet to be released again. It's called Weighed Down. Which is better, to be numb from prescription drugs or to embrace every feeling, no matter the pain?
I embrace the feeling of, I mean, I don't know. I guess I've never been numb from prescription drugs, but I can only think that, you know, I mean, I get it. People, it's bad sometimes, but like feeling nothing, I mean, that's seems worse. I don't know.
That's right. Ooh, that's a deep question there. It's the Trembling Giant. They are live in the Lair. 844-967-2789 or get us on the Civic Media app. It's Max Inc. Radio.
We'll be right back. October after the breakdown. Way down and underwater, but I don't drown. It's more than an uncomfortable feeling. Wanna tear my lungs out. You can't take for feeling nothing at all.
Yes, I love it. The Trembling Giant live in the lair here on Max Inc. Radio across the Civic Media Radio Network. Hey, Michelle in Northern Iowa is listening right now on WMDX on the Civic Media app.
That's her mom.
That's whose mom?
My mom.
That's your mom.
Yeah.
Hi, mom. Hey. I love it when the parents tune in. It's so awesome. Yeah. Hey, wow. Hey, Justin, this is so interesting. I can't wait to hear this. You were a mascot for a lumberjack world championship for a summer in high school.
Yes.
I got to hear this story. What is this?
So Hayward, Wisconsin, it's the Shears Lumberjack Bowl there. It's the site of the World Championship Lumber Bowl every single year.
Yeah.
It's like the three things Hayward has to claim to fame: the Lumberjack Bowl, the world's largest muskie.
Yes, I've seen that, actually.
And the Birky Beiner, which is the third race of the Quartalopit cross-country skiing global race.
Wow.
Yeah, but that was the mascot because I was tall and I was in high school and I was cheap to pay. And I just like walk around, can't talk to anybody, just wave your hands.
How much did you get paid? The mascot? Like a lumberjack?
It was just a big lumberjack.
Big like, muscle we suit need or someone. Something?
Yeah, dude, it's a full mascot head, has a fan in the head. You wear this ice pack that you have to like swatch out. You're 20 God. Minutes out, 20 minutes in. It's like 130 degrees in the costume.
Wow.
Yeah, you literally wear an ice pack vest. But, you know, it was good money. I was like, I think I was getting paid like $20 an hour in high school. I was like, this is amazing.
I guess mascotting is hard work when it's hot outside.
Oh, dude, it is.
Yeah. Oh, goodness. Wow. Well, hey, let's get back to live music in the lair with the Trembling Giant presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have for us tonight is another yet-to-be-released song, and this one is called Robot. Okay, let's tackle this right here on live radio. What is consciousness, and who decides the criteria to be termed alive?
That's a great question, Rocker.
This one's for you, Emily, huh?
What is consciousness?
Yes.
And who should determine what
That's
it means
right.
to be alive? I think right now society is working on answering that. And we're just here to ask more questions.
let's play a song instead. It's the Trembling Giant. They're live in the lair. Get your questions in right now. 844-967-2789. Call or text on the Civic Media app.
Trees exposed. The question, what made us? 'Cause it's written in our code. Yes, what's the difference? Where do you draw the line? Think therefore I am. I don't wanna die. I am a robot. The circuitry exposed. Question what made us? 'Cause it's written in our code. Yes, what's the difference? Where do you draw the line? To the lifeless and living, being broken and tied. Rolling zeros and ones. Didn't know what we'd become. And the sum of our parts. Sold it in parts. I am a robot. My circuitry's exposed. The question if I'm a person. It's just something you know. They still say we're different. Question our consciousness. We think therefore we are. Nothing more, nothing less. I am a robot. I am a robot.
so much fun. The Trembling Giant live in the lair here on Max Inc. Radio. Hey, you guys got one more song for us tonight. It's called Our Song, or Flotsam County Blues.
This is Folsom County Blues there, guys. Yeah.
Folsom Prison Blues.
Oh, Prison Blues. Okay. Well, let's get right into it, because you told me it was a little bit longer. Yeah. We want to make sure we get it in before the hard break coming up at the top of the hour for news and Indy 45. It's the Trembling Giant live in the lair here on Max Inc. Radio.
Train coming, it's rolling round the bend. I ain't seen the sunshine sets, I don't know when. Yeah, I'm stuck in Folsom Prison. Time keeps dragging on. That train keeps a rolling down to San Antonio. I was just a baby. Mama told me, son, always be a good boy. Don't ever play with guns. But I shot a man in Reno just watching him die. Whistle blowing, hang my head and cry. There's rich folks eating fancy dining cars, probably drinking coffee and smoking big cigars. Yeah, I know I had it coming. I know I can't be free. Those people keep on moving.
That's what tortures me.
Outstanding. That's a great rendition of that. That's awesome. The Trembling Giant live in the lair. What a great performance tonight. Thank you so much for taking the time and coming in to play your live music for us. We really appreciate
Thank you for having us. This was amazing.
And what's coming up for you guys in 2025?
So honestly, we don't have a ton booked. We got a show in February for my brother's 40th birthday in Rochester.
Yeah.
At a bar called Thesis Beer. But other than that, I mean, I just want to get an album recorded. Steve's on board now, so I think 2025 is going to be the year of finally recording a Trembling Giant album.
Are you guys going to do it yourself, DIY, on the recording, or are you going into a studio somewhere?
So it sounds like Steve has some buddies, because we recorded a song with Holy Coyote, and it can be fiscally prohibitive.
Yeah.
So hopefully we can maybe see if we can find some friends that can help us out a little bit.
Yeah, recording is expensive for sure if you go into a studio, so friends or do it yourself, you can make it sound good. That's awesome. And you said no upcoming shows, or
just the one in February in Rochester, Minnesota at Thesis.
What about Holy Coyote, any of those shows?
Oh yeah, we got a couple coming up for Holy Coyote. We're playing in Mount Vernon at Mount Vernon Tap in
March 20 something.
So how do we keep up with you guys online? How do we find out?
Follow us on social media, The Trembling Giant. It's just The Trembling Giant. I'm on Facebook, Instagram, Spotify, all those major things. And also Holy Coyote as well. Common spelling of both of those words.
Are you guys pretty active on the socials?
Yeah.
Yeah,
we are.
Yeah, she is.
Oh, that's funny.
Social media is tough for me because I'm busy doing other stuff, and, you know, a quick little Facebook post or a quick message is fun.
It's a necessary evil.
Ditto.
Yeah, we just try and have fun with it. So follow us for our upcoming shows and also some fun, quirky content.
And by the way, when he came up here, Justin came up here, he bent down. He's really tall. He bent down to talk into the microphone, which was really low. But his wife, Emily, came along and raised it up for him. He would have done the rest of the interview, I'm sure, with it really low.
I would have squatted the whole time. I mean, I'm used to ducking down. Like, I'm just tall enough where, like, the world is not built for my height.
Right. Hey, guys, I thank you again for coming in. You're wonderful. If you tuned in late, you want to hear it all over again, it's going to replay tonight, overnight, also tomorrow, Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. We're on the air here at Civic Media. And you can get the podcast on Mondays. Rocket will have that up for you. Live in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. Shane Christopher Neal, original local music from the Southern Ontario music scene, coming up next. After Hours with Rob Roberts at 11 o'clock. We are local music, Max Inc. on Civic Media.
Hey there, folks. It's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a tip about saving money when you are renting a car. So you know how you get to the rental counter and then they ask you if you want to prepay for gas so you don't have to bring the car back full? Well, I used to get sweaty in those moments as I wasn't sure what the right money choice was. Prepaying for gas at the rental counter? Not worth it. First off, rental companies often charge more per gallon on the prepay than local gas stations do at the pump. And even if they're about equal, fees or taxes on your rental can tip the scales against prepaying. And you'd have to return that car completely empty to get the full value of buying prepaid gas. Otherwise, you're just buying gas for Avis and Budget or whoever. Quick note, make sure you have time to refill the tank before you return the rental. If you don't prepay and you don't fill up, they are going to charge you like they have refilled that car with liquid gold. For more tips, head to workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. The FBI and Homeland Security say there's no evidence of security issues in recent drone sightings. Some state governors, mayors, and members of Congress are not convinced. One expert says the problem is overlapping government agencies not coming up with clear answers.
Going forward, they need to figure out how there's going to be an interagency solution, who's going to be in charge, and make sure that they are equipped with the right capabilities to be able to identify these and then take them out if they are deemed to be a real threat.
Stacey Pettyjohn, director of the defense program at the Center for New American Security. Former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi recouping after a hip replacement at a hospital in Luxembourg. This after taking a fall during a congressional trip. Travis Hunter of Colorado has been awarded college football's most prestigious honor, the Heisman Trophy, in New York. He is a wide receiver and lockdown cornerback. This is ABC News.